Manor is on the air. Manor is in the air.
Manor is in the air. Manor is in the air. Hi, 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 ho. Manor is in the air.
Tramp, 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 the boys are marching. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize how many deaths are caused each year by trying to sidestep Manor? This won't happen if you use O'Brien's non-skid manure. We won't go into detail about the wonderful qualities, but let me read an unsolicited testimonial from Mortimer Dingleberry, first lieutenant of the finest white fleet, the New York Street Cleaners. Every day this faithful little army is at work, rain or shine, snow or sleet, parades or circuses. They never shirk their work protecting you. Here is the letter, quote, "Gentlemen, I am no mere novice in this profession, having served 23 years without so much as having missed a horse. And I want to say that an experienced eye, hand, and nose can detect any imitation of non-skid manure immediately. I owe all my success of my little penthouse garden to O'Brien's non-skid manure," unquote. Thank you, Mr. Dingleberry. And now the boys play Just an Echo in the Valley with vocal interpolations by the entire ensemble.
Just a nickel, right in my pants. Just a nickel, just a nickel, just a nickel, right in my pants. Just a nickel, buddy, just a nickel, right in my pants.
Now there's a little girl over there who always said you're a fool. Now she has that come on stare. And so I play and I pay and pay and pay. I'm the life of the party now.
Thank you. when he said that he could sing. He's got just what it takes to do that thing. He's a life of the party now, 20 lessons in the long. But he's nobody's fool, sings it loud and sings it strong. Rah, 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 correspondence school last time. If yes, and imitate success with a hot cha cha
and a vodou deal.
He's a life of the party now.
I've been saying for years there's an institution which this country has always needed, for which I have long, long pleaded, but my pleas have gone unheeded. So I'm starting it alone, personally on my own. Soon the school bells will be tolling, and you girls can start enrolling in the Sophie Tucker School for red-hot mamas, where we'll teach what every girl should know. The art of making love, how to get a man, how to hold him. And the facts of life with father that their mothers never told them. The proper way to act when they're in their pajamas and other things they know so little of. I myself will do the teaching, and on graduation day there'll be 50 million husbands shouting,
rah, 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 hooray!
For the Sophie Tucker School, for red hot mamas, the national institution of love. Why, it's the kind of school that our country is in need of very badly. The education of our girls has been neglected sadly. What they're being taught is just a lot of old baloney. And what they need is a course in modern matrimony, a subject for which expert teachers should be provided. That they're learning now from traveling salesmen and sailors just like I did. The most important thing of all that our school system overlooks is what mama gives papa that papa loves best. And it isn't what she cooks. Like the farmer said the other day, to keep the milk pails full, you've got to have contented cows and one contented bull. And men are just like bulls. If they don't get what contents them, you'll find them in your neighbor's field, no matter how you fence them. And I say the cause of almost all of our divorces is in our schools, which do not give our girls the proper courses. They go to business schools, learn to type and to keep books. But when it comes to that certain business, they're just a lot of little schnooks. On her wedding day, the bride is just as nervous as the pixie. And every night of the honeymoon is amateur night in Dixie. No wonder men are discontented. Consequently, what's the answer? A guy from Texas goes to Egypt and brings back a belly dancer. Mine won't be a charm school for skinny clinging vines. My girls will have something to sit on at the bottom of their spine. I'll be prexy of the sexy, and I'll make it my concern to teach the girls in 6 weeks what it took me 60 years to learn. Commencement day will be a sight. 1,000 sweet young red-hot mamas lined up for their diplomas, dressed in caps and pink pajamas. Then they'll sing the old college song. The words a famous general spoke.
Oh, red-hot mamas never die.
They just go up in smoke. So girls, come on and join the school, and I promise you'll learn a lot you know so little of. My girls will know what every girl should know before she's wed. Our motto is a red-hot mom in every papa's bed. At the Sophie Tucker School for red-hot mamas, the National Institution of Love.
Now, boys and girls, how many of you have ever seen an elephant? Have you seen an elephant? Out at the zoo or in the circus? You have. Well, isn't an elephant a great big animal? My goodness, I think of all the animals we see out there, leopards and tigers and monkeys and everything, that the elephant is probably the biggest animal we ever do see. Did you ever see an elephant walk? Well, when an elephant walks, you know, he kind of lumbers along. You know what it means to lumber along? Well, something like this. That's the way an elephant lumbers along. Now, here's a little song about an elephant that Uncle Don has for you. Would you like to hear it? All right, here it is. An elephant is a great big animal, lives up at the zoo.
He's 20 times bigger than your ma and your pa, and 40 times bigger than you. Of course you know that all big elephants don't live at the zoo. For you have seen them at the circuses, tell me, haven't you? I have. Well, his ears are large and his eyes are small, and he hasn't got hardly any tail at all. His hide is gray and thick and wrinkly, tinko-tanko-tunk. And where his nose belongs is a funny thing that they call his trunk. So I guess if great big elephants carry their trunks right on their faces, that the little trunks on the baby elephants must be called suitcases.
One time there was a mountaineer who felt so mighty brave. He took his trusty gun and went into a deep dark cave. The reason for his venture was a story that he'd heard about a bad ferocious creature called the Jabberwocky Bird. When he got in that dreary cave, our hunters saw a sight. The Jabberwock had 7 heads and each one was a fright. He turned around and headed home and running all the way. To all the folks who waited there, the mountaineer did say,
what did he say?
Frilly and the slighty dozy, dire and evil in the way. For busy were the mortal roads and more me boss outrage.
For Ratchet's sake, a Luca lake and Junior's banner snap.
My aim was spoiled by 7 heads, but that bird I will catch. Then back again into the cave the mountaineer did go. But how he finally hit the bird he really didn't know. This time the mountaineer was armed with knife and traps and bait. He had to catch the Jabberwock or meet a sorry fate. Inside that cave the gruesome bird confronted him once more. The mountaineer had 7 fits and fell right to the floor. He offered up a hasty prayer and murmured, it's the end. But 7 Jabberwocky heads said, can't we please be friends?
Friends.
We're thrilling in the slimy toes and gyre and gibble in the wave. We'll mincy in the portal grove and mow me mouth out grave.
Oh, Francis, say to Luca lay and prune your spanders, Matt.
The mountaineer said, you mean we're proud of the 7 heads said, why, Matt? The mountaineer just shook his head, he couldn't trust his ears. The Jabberwocky 7 pairs of eyes filled up with tears. The ugly bird broke down and sobbed, the witch made me like this. And Jabberwocky I must be until a man I kiss. The mountaineer could not resist the bird's unhappy plea. He bravely puckered up his lips and said, you'll soon be free. They kissed and 7 heads became just one of golden curls. And the ugly Jabberwock was then the prettiest of girls.
The prettiest girl.
Frillicked in the slimy toes and gyre and gibble in the wave. They mincied in the floral groves and mow me moth out grave.
Oh, Francis, take a Luca lay and throw your spanners, Matt.
That couple now has 7 kids, so that is quite a bad.
And that is quite a bad.
There once was a frog, a plain little frog, who'd sit in the stream and soak. Unlike other frogs or kittens or dogs, this frog could sing as he'd croak. He Now this little frog once sat on a log when he heard a bicycle ring. A boy driving by caught the frog's eye and the little frog started to sing. The boy was surprised and looked in his eyes. He couldn't believe what he saw. For a frog that could sing was a pretty rare thing, so the boy took it home to his paw. saw the thing and heard the frog sing, he formed this little plan. He hired a hall, a band and all, and sold tickets throughout the land. The concert was set to be held at the Met. The hall held a mighty throng. The boys in the band gave the frog a big hand, and then he burst into song. Oh, that is the story of Little Frog's glory. They say he is now in bliss, for he's back in his dream, and if you chance to see him, you might hear him sing just like this.
Now down in the meadow, in a little fishy pool, lives three little fishes and a mama fishy too. Now swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. Are you taking the mickey? So they swam and they swam right over the dam. There was George. Who didn't that want me? There was Purse. Who didn't that want me? And there was Cecil. Whoa, didn't that whoa? Oh, he was a snob. He was dying to get into an aquarium. So they swam and they swam right over the dam. All right, whoa! Don't stop it again. Right. Now stop, said the mama fishy. You'll get lost. Oh, I'll pay you. Ooh. I hope you won't get the impression I'm mad, because I'm not. But the three little fishes weren't going to be bossed. Come on, they said, let's go out on a spree. Oh, so they swam right down to the sea. George, who didn't that want me? Purse, who didn't that want me? So they swam and they... Wait a minute, we've lost Cecil. Seth, come on, boy, get up there. Whoa, didn't that want me? Well, there's no need to fly into a passion. So they swam and they swam right down to the sea.
Gosh, it's the little fishes have a lot of fun. We'll play around here till they get done.
This is ridiculous, isn't it? They swam and they swam and it was a lark. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark. Shark. Wow, did that one. Wait a minute, I'm choking myself. Never mind. Oh, said the little fishes, here's a lot of whales. So quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Ah, that shook it, didn't it? You thought the needle had stuck on the little tinker. And back to the pool in the meadow they swam. They swam and they swam back over the dam. George, who did that one? Who did that one? Cecil! Oh, quick! Oh, quickly! Oh! Oh, no. Well, that was the end of the three little fishes, who ended their lives as whale meat dishes.
And here's the moral.
Never disobey your mam and swim over the dam, or you'll end up as ham, lamb, or a jam. And now, scram!
The doctor looked at me and said, get away from the noise of the city. And so I packed my bag and fled to a lake that was quiet and pretty.
Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake with the engines all a-hoppin'. Big Bear Lake with the outboards all a-poppin'. Big Bear Lake, not a single one is stoppin'.
Those moonlight nights so calm and serene, the quiet seems enduring. But comes the dawn, the silence is gone.
They're out of their mooring. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-buttin'. Buttin' all day.
Rest, rest, relax, relax.
Quiet, quiet, quiet!
The doctors all say is good for your condition. But how can you relax and be quiet when
there goes the ignition? Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Puttin' all day, puttin' all day, puttin' all day.
Well, sir, here I am again, and trouble is usual. Just looks like I can't turn around anymore without getting in trouble of some kind or other. Landlord put me out of the hotel this morning, cause I left the gas burning all night. That darn fool had a sign up there not to blow it out. Well, sir, I sat up about an hour and a half trying to blow out one of them licorice lights that I found out was nothing but a hairpin burning in a bottle. Well, I had to go out to a restaurant or eating house of some kind to get something to eat for dinner. I sat down and I ordered a bowl of oyster soup. Well, they brought me out a bowl of oyster soup, had one little half-starved oyster down in the bottom of it. That darn little cuss was eating up the crackers faster than I could break them in. Well, I went over to another hotel and I see a sign that said, safe in the office, and I wanted to be in the safest place, so I stayed in the office, and I got to looking around, and over to one side, there was a little machine. I got to looking on it. It said, Victor Talking Machine, drop a nickel in the place where you put the nickels, and you'd hear the machine make a speech or sing a song or do something of that kind. Well, I wanted to hear what it had to say, so I dropped the nickel in, and just then there was a band commenced to playing around there someplace, and I went out to see where the band was. I don't know what become of it, and when I come back in, the machine was stopped, and I didn't get to hear what it had to say. Well, I noticed over to one side there was a little room. Nobody seemed to be using it. Didn't have much furniture in it, no washstand or bed or nothing, but just one little sofa I thought wouldn't be any harm. So I went in and sat down. The fella come along, seen me sitting in there, and he got madder and thunder about it. He just walked in, slammed the door, and grabbed hold of a rope and pulled me room and all upstairs. Gosh, he was the strongest feller I ever seen in my life, and I found out it wasn't his room. None of his business. Belonged to some lady in the hotel. I seen her name over the door when I got out. Elevator, I think, was the lady's name. Gosh, if I'd known it was Ellie's room, I wouldn't have went into it.
Fetch up all that stuff, Hezzy.
I got it.
Okay, you got it. We got to play it. So here we go.
My time, Ken.
Your time, Hezzy.
Now, little Willie bought a ukulele, and he learned to play it down around the farm. Through the meadows he would ramble daily with his ukulele on his arm. And underneath the oak tree he would linger, gazing at the moon above, strumming on his little ukulele, singing to his rustic dove.
What'd he tell her, Hezzy?
Meet me by the ice house, Lizzie, where the daffodil is strong. Down beside the ice house, Lizzie, where the bullfrogs pose. I'll be waiting for you, Lizzie, in my little birch canoe, strumming on my little ukulele, singing songs of love and pretty things to you. Meet me by the ice house, Lizzie, where the daffodils grow. Down beside the ice house, Lizzie, where the bullfrogs pose. I'll be waiting for you, Lizzie, in my little birch canoe, strumming on my little ukulele, singing songs of love and pretty things to you.
Thank you.
name, she got you name, she got you name, I'm in your pot. I haven't got it, I haven't got it. What I got it, I got a lot. Hey, you, she got you name, mozzarella. Hey, you, no bread I got, but I got you. She got you name, she got you name. She got you name, I'm in your pot. I haven't got it, haven't got it. What don't I got it? No money I got. Hey, you. She got you name, mozzarella. Hey, you. I got a heart that's true to you. She got you name, she got you name, she got you name. I'm not blue, no bread I got it, no dough I got it. She got you name. Baby, I got you. Got you name, I'm in your pot. I haven't got it, haven't got it. What don't I got it? No money I got. Hey, you. She got you name, mozzarella. Hey, you. I got a heart that's true to you. She got you name, she got you name, she got you name. I'm not blue, no bread I got it, no dough I got it. She got you name, baby.
Baby, I got you.
It all began when I was born a month too soon. I'm always frightened by a runaway saloon. Pa was forced to be a hobo because he played the oboe, and the oboe, it is clearly understood, is an ill wind that no one blows good. I'll never forget the morning that Grandpa ate the awning to impress a pretty lady who went for men that were shady. Then Uncle Josiah lit the great Frisco fire, ran off to a wire with the O'Leary cow, which his loving wife resented and thereupon invented a rolling pin that strikes and then says, "How?" And I'm the result of the twisted eugenics of this family of inbred schizophrenics, the end of a long, long line of bats. I design women's hats. I'm Anatole Lefaris, I shriek with chic. My hat of the week, cause six divorces, three runaway horses. I'm Anatole of Paris, my small frou-frous make heavy news from Fifth Avenue casements to all back basements. Let me get my paw on a little piece of straw, and voila, a chapeau at $60 a throw. It's how I pull and chew on it. The little things I do on it, like placing yards of lacing or a bicycle bill for two on it. The little ones, the big ones, the sat on by a pig ones, the foolish ones that belch, and the ghoulish ones that lurch. The one called whiskey sour, designed for the cocktail hour, a little snip of potato chip, and a trifle of the Eiffel Tower. I'm Anatole of Paris, I must design, I'm just like wine. I go to your head, give me thread and a needle. I itch, I twitch to stitch. I'm a glutton for cutting, for putting with the button. To snip and block, nip and tuck, fix and trim, crown and rim, coat that to bars, and a nip to that to veil. Anatole Lefaris, I cannot vex the daffy sex. They've worn shrubs from the prairie, tubs from the dairy. They learn to wear the stern of the Queen Mary. And why do I sew each new chapeau with a style they most look positively grim in? Strictly between us, entre nous,
hate women.
Bottom design.
Song, but it's the latest fad, and every day we hear them say,
modern design till it drives us mad. On land, in the air, and now we take you on the sea.
Once again to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, as you already know, and I was looking at my calendar, trying to figure out what to do for you this week. And I realized I haven't done a 78 show in over a year. Over a year! I had tried to do like 4 a year, and now look at me. It's terrible. Anyway, we make up for it a little bit tonight. We started with the New Yorkers, Just an Echo in the Valley, followed by Joe Haynes and his orchestra. I'm the life of the party now. Ododio. The Sophie Tucker School for Red Hot Mamas was, of course, Taylor Swift. No. Sophie Tucker, I'm sorry. The Elephant was Uncle Don. Uncle Don was one of those guys, you know, that you would call your uncle. Had a little problem with the sauce, but kind of straightened it out at the end. Okay, so way to go there, Don. John Lorenz, the Mountaineer and the Jabberwock. Pinto Colvig. Philbert the Frog. He was, of course, also the voice of Bozo and Goofy. Frankie Howard from England in 1949 on the Harmony label. Three Little Fishies, yeah. We'll hear the flip side of that later. The Sportsman featuring Mel Blanc. That was, of course, Big Bear Lake. Uncle Josh's Trouble at the Hotel was Laughing Cal Stewart from the 19-teens, I think. Let's see. Meet me by the Ice House, Lizzie. Not Meet Me by the Outhouse. Who's Your Hot Shots? Featuring Gil and Hezzy. Benny was Lonnie Donegan, based on, of course, Betty and Dupree. Sending it out kind of in the general direction of Betty White. Happy birthday, dear. 98 years old. Mwah, still the hottest chick in town. Wasn't easy to understand that song, so I'll have another version for you later, just so you can understand what it was all about. We heard from Rosemary Clooney, on the Philips label from 1953. That was Chigachugem. Chigachunem. I don't know what it means. Let's see. Anatole of Paris was Danny Kaye. And then we heard from Johnny Messner, Modern Design. What are you going to do? All right. So, more 78s coming your way. Beware of surface noise. It's only temporary.
Tonight, Snooks. I'm going to put out the light, so turn over and go to... Snooks!
What is it, Daddy?
Look at that dirty neck. I don't think there's anything in the world dirtier than that neck.
Yes, there is. You ought to see my hands.
Good heavens, come in here. I'll see that you're washed. Those hands and those ears. What do you want to be, a little girl or a little pig? Oh, stop that. Now, stand still while I scrub that neck.
Not so hard, Daddy.
I've got to get this dirt off. It's full of germs. There. Now, here's a towel.
What's germs, Daddy? I never saw one.
You can't see them. They're so small, you can only see them through a microscope. They cause sickness and disease.
Do they have to wash their hands and face?
No, they don't.
Then I want to be a germ.
No.
I want to be a germ.
You can be a germ.
I want to be a germ.
Oh, don't be silly. Now get into bed, Snooks. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. As I fell asleep, I had a dream that I was getting smaller and smaller until I was so small no one could see me. I was a germ.
Well, look who's here. A new germ.
I'm not really a germ. I'm Baby Snooks.
Not a germ? Take a look in this mirror.
Why? My face is Baby Snooks. But the rest of me looks like you.
Of course. You're a germ. You don't like clean things, do you?
No.
See? That proves it. Neither do the rest of us germs. Do we? You see, we germs can't live where things are clean. We have to have things dirty to stay alive.
You mean you die when people wash with soap?
Don't ever say that word, soap. We germs hate it. Why, if everybody washed things with soap and water, we'd be all wiped out. We'd never have any more fun, like making people sick.
Fun? Like making people sick? Why, there ought to be a war against you germs. I wish I had a lot of soap and hot water. I'd pour it all over you.
Don't say that word.
Scared of it, huh? Well, listen. Soap, 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 soap and water. They chased after me, but just before they caught me, I woke up. Ever since then, I always wash myself good and clean because soap and water are the things we order. Keep our hands and faces plenty of. If we're clean, we can then be seen as the boys and girls our parents love. Germs are hidden in speck of grime. Soap gets rid of them every time. Scrubbing, whenever we are tubbing, we'll wash those dirty germs right down the drain.
There's always lots of tricks a bride should know before she's wed. The things that help to keep a husband satisfied instead of making him reluctant to come home at 6:30. Because his little wifey isn't wise to all the tricks. The first thing that a bride must do to satisfy her spouse is learn to give him what he wants right there in his own house. So here's advice that I will give to every blushing bride. Believe me, it's a recipe that I have often tried. You take a hold of it, and then you pinch it here and there. You touch it oh so gently. Be careful, it might tear. You squeeze it just a trifle, but do not break the skin. For after all, you surely want to keep the juices in. course, it's best to wash it. And when it's nice and clean, you grease it up a little bit till it's fit for any queen. Some brides like to do it, as the Europeans say. But I think at first you'd better try the good old Yankee way. There are so many different ways to do the thing up brown, and mothers teach their daughters things in every little town. Some like to spice it up a bit, forsaking worn-out ruts, by trying out the novel trick of stuffing in the nuts. When everything is ready, it's time then to begin. You wait until it's good and hot, and then you stick it in. Of course, there's still a lot to do before you reach the end. It really is amazing the time that you can spend. You take it out and put it in, then take it out some more. Be sure to keep it hot enough, a certain temperature, and each time that you take it out, some grease you must inject to make it nice and slick and keep the bony part erect. And when it's almost finished, what a thrill will come to you to think that you've accomplished what you started out to do. A marvelous aroma now permeates the air. You pull it out and look at it, you're proud you've done your share. Your husband will be satisfied. He'll smack his lips and say, "That's the best piece I've tasted in many and many a day." You can report to mother that you have proved a winner. You've satisfied your husband with your own first turkey dinner.
One day, just by chance, at a cab driver's stand, a wonderful girlie I found. A bootlegger's daughter who always drank water unless there was liquor around. So I married the bootlegger's daughter, and really it isn't so bad. I work all the day, but it's nothing but play, just taking out orders for Dad. I know that the stuff's full of poison, but me and my sweetie won't die. When we want a drink, we go out to the sink, the bootlegger's daughter and I. Go to father, she said. He's down at the still making the gym. Said he is with joy that I welcome you, boy. Just hang up your hat and come in. So I married the bootlegger's daughter, and she was a terrible queen. I kissed her goodnight where the moonlight was bright, and I've been on a jag ever since. They say that her money is tainted, though it ain't quite as safe as they say. She came with a breath that would scare you to death, but Listerine took it away. So I married the bootlegger's daughter, and now I'm just rolling in dough. The way she treats Jim is a terrible sin, but girls will be girls, as you know. Prohibition's the least of our worries, for the whole bloomin' world may go dry. Her dad made his will, and he left the old still to the bootlegger's daughter and I. Oh, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Mustn't say the naughty word, mustn't say the naughty word. I'm meeting the very best people and moving in high society. Tonight the Mexican consul is bathing the tonsil with the bootlegger's daughter and me.
I've got an uncle by the name of Jerry. He's got a farm, a great big farm, 2,000 acres of the very, very best land in the whole United States. He's got a reputation in the village, known as a dude, a gosh darn dude. He would never do in New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil, he's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the level, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it, and when it comes to women, oh, 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 he's a devil, he's a devil, telling stories in a grocery store. On the level, has them rolling on the floor. Down at the fair, with all the other hackers, he received first prize for playing checkers, and he cheated. Can you beat it? He's a devil in his own hometown. He's got an overcoat that's fine and furry, gold-headed cane that came from Spain. They've even got him saying, I should worry. Just like all the sporty city folks, you ought to see the way he spends his money. He bought a box of whole fruit socks. They would never do for New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil, he's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the level, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it, and when it comes to women, oh, 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 he's a devil, telling stories in the grocery store. On the level, has them rolling on the floor. In Philadelphia, he had a high old time, he stayed out one night till a 9:15, he's a devil. He's a devil, he's a devil in his own hometown.
I met a guy while walking down the street. He looked at me, I looked at him, he took my hand, he held my hand. He's a real gone guy and I love him, deed I do. He is real gone, real gone, real gone, he's real gone. He's real gone guy and I love him, deed I do. His technique simply took me out this world. His technique simply took me out this world. Filled my heart with joy and cheer. Told me the things that I like to hear. He's a real gone guy, I do love him, deed I do. Oh, he is real gone, real gone, real gone, he is real gone. He's a real gone guy, I do love him, deed I do. Wait until the day
that he came back in item pack. The love I strike for that real gold man of mine. Oh, he is real gold, real gold, real gold, he is real gold. He's a real gold, I do love him, did I do. Oh, he is real gold, real gold, real gold, he is real gold.
Charlie is an ordinary fellow, she wants everyone but Flo, his Flo. She's convinced that Charlie is a very extraordinary foe, some foe. And every evening in the dim light, she has a way of putting him right. Charlie, my boy, oh, Charlie, my boy, you chill me with shivers of joy. Got that kind of sort of bit of a way that makes me, takes me, tells me, what shall I say? And when we dance, I read in your glance old pages of ages of love and romance. They tell me Romeo was some lover too, but boy, he should have taken lessons from you. You seem to start where others get through. Oh, Charlie, my boy. Told me that I shouldn't be kissed, but then your coaxing ways are hard to resist. My lips refuse, but your eyes insist. Oh, Charlie, my boy.
Come on and dance with me, my sweet, down by the sea. It's summertime, the moon, the stars, the bees, the flowers too. We'll swim the rollies high and let the fish swim by. Be mine tonight, give in, we're wed in spring maybe. The sea and you, my darling, us two, Mr. Sunshine, for you to lead. Fish in the sea, the rollies dancing, leave up, let's go swimming, my cat, let's get high. A toodly-doo, 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 my baby. Toodly-doo, toodly-doo, get married, maybe, maybe, someday.
sera avec moi, ma chérie à la mer. C'est l'air que la lune, l'air froid, l'air doux, l'air fleur aussi. Nos négrons toutes les rouges, et négrons de l'air aux ondes, et d'un amour ce soir, je dis, nous n'irions en plein temps, je ne sais pas. L'été, les mers et vous, ma chérie, nous tous, bien sûr, un bel doux aliel pour vous. Les ronds, on danse les mers, les veaux, dansant, pipa, elle, on se néguit, ma poulette, elle, on Toulidou, ma chérie. Toulidou, allons nous servir, n'est-ce pas? Ah là là! L'été, les mers et vous, vous êtes joliment beau-père, chérie, les mains, vous m'aimez, ma
Yes, sir, I'm gonna set line with my honey.
Why, why?
She will greet this rover.
Why, why?
Lips as sweet as clover.
Why, why?
Cares will soon be over.
Where?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Da 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 town, it was good to me.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree, I'm gonna settle down with my honey. She will greet this rover.
Hey, hey.
Lips so sweet as clover.
Sometimes.
Our cares will soon be over.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Cornbread and fried ham,
ooh-wah.
Mustard green chicken too,
ooh-wah.
Boy, that's a dish for me and you. Tuscaloosa,
say boy, is this Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
It sure are.
My drink nothing else but that knife. Oh, to bag it, to sack it, to be go to whack it. Boop, 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 boop. That
back in turnip greens. Hot dogs and turnip greens. Old sacks, old whack. Boot, woo, woot, woot, woot. Down the food, gee, I'm gonna get your mama's old satchel mama's doo doo doo. You get your mama's and you get your mama's old scoops, got to get it fast and crazy. Hot jingle boys, nice folks. I'm taking you really worth the price. You ought to go down Nagasaki. Ha ha, them cats are mugging. Swing it, swing it, you dog. Come on in there now. You mug inside your mom. Get away from there.
Like something I never heard.
Man, that is something you ain't never heard. That's the bugaboo.
Well, what is that bugaboo?
Well, come over here and I'll sing it to you. Oh, something worries me. Oh, what can the trouble be? Gather round and hear me ring. It's your souls I've got to save. Cause that you don't want to hear. Cause that make you jump with fear. I see feeling down your spine when those voices start to whine. Oh, there's nothing you can do. You've got the bugaboo. Get down on your knees and pray. Throw your hands up to heaven and say, sing hallelujah. You got the bugaboo. Then feet on the cold ground. Chase that devil around. Sing hallelujah. Got the bugaboo. Cause that make your blood run cold. Rhythm you just can't hold. Dance until your sins are gone. And fear no more when night comes on. Or there's nothing you can do. You've got the bugaboo.
daddy told her free. She wanted a diamond ring. Daddy told her free. She wanted a diamond ring. And Dupree said, Betty, I'll give you most any old thing. Now he didn't want Betty to know he didn't have a thing. Now he didn't want Betty to know he didn't have a thing. So he killed that jewelry man to get Betty that diamond ring. He got in a taxi, went down to Memphis, Tennessee. He got in a taxi, went down to Memphis, Tennessee. When he got there, detectives was waiting for Dupree. They took Dupree and carried him to that Big Rock jail. They took Dupree and carried him to that Big Rock jail. He didn't have nobody, not a soul to go his bail. Betty carried Dupree lunches, she would carry them in her hand. Betty carried Dupree lunches, she would carry them in her hand. She said, Mr. Jailer, please give this to my man. He said, it's whiskey I crave, bring me flowers to my grave. He said, it's whiskey I crave, bring me flowers to my grave. This wicked Betty has made me her doggone slave. Give Mama my clothes, give Betty my diamond ring. Give Mama my clothes, give Betty my diamond ring. Tomorrow is Friday, the day I'm going to swing.
You what, Remington?
Hey, whatever happened to old Jack?
I don't exactly know, but I'm awful tired of waiting for him. He said he was going to be here by Tuesday.
Well, this is just Friday.
Oh, well, then we can wait a little while.
Sure, don't rush him. Don't rush him, Bob.
Hey, look. There's a leg. There's a man's leg.
Where?
There, by the tracks. Got the extra toe on, like the toe we know on Jack's leg.
Hey, look there, there, there's an arm, there's a man's arm.
Where?
There, by the tracks. Got the same tattoo on, like the dame we knew on old Jack's arm.
Give his friends an arm or leg, Jack always said.
But though he was a good natured egg, Jack never lost his head.
He never lost his head, but look.
There's
a head. There's a man's head.
Wow!
There, by the tracks.
Hey, smiling kind of cutely. Man, that's absolutely Jack's head.
Hey, pull yourself together to talk to me, Jack.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Jack, are you hurt?
Ooh, that boy really went to pieces.
Gesundheit. Gesundheit.
Oh, sorry, hold on. All right. It's that season, folks. It's not a little horse, maybe. Anyway, where are we? We're pretty much at the end, which is just as well, because it's getting disgusting in here. I ran out of tissues half hour ago. We started with, of all things, Fanny Brice as Baby Snooks, and that was, of course, Cleanliness. Look who's talking. Advice to a Bride was Hazel Acker. I'm really trying to find more stuff by her, and it's not easy, let me tell you. But I'll keep looking. I Married the Bootleg's Daughter was Frank Crummett. From, probably the mid-20s, you think, back when they were bootleggers. Billy Murray. He's a devil in his own hometown. Let's see, He's a Real Gone Guy was Nellie Lutcher and Her Rhythm from 1947. Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, Charlie My Boy. Louise Ayers Mal, and that was, bless you, Gesundheit, The Summer, The Sea, and You. Followed by Tuscaloosa, Steve Gibbons and the Red Caps, Cab Calloway, Nagasaki, Red Nichols and his orchestra featuring Wingy Minone. I know, I said it wrong. It's okay. Turn Up the Heat, that's it. That was Bugaboo. We heard that. Turn Up the Heat was Horace Heidt and the Californians, followed... Oh, almost good. Okay. Followed by Teddy Grace in 1939. That was Betty and Dupree. The real way it should sound. But I like the other one too, so why not? Whatever happened to Old Jack was Freddie Slack and his orchestra. Little vocal from Phil Gordon. That's a very disgusting song, and I'm ashamed of you for listening to it. All right, so you'll get your penance next week. You can come in and listen to whatever I've got planned for next week, assuming I survive. And... oh, stop it already. We'll let you go out with a couple more. I'm looking outside the window and wondering when it's going to snow again. It's due any minute, so who knows. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Please enjoy and stay healthy.
God bless you.
Hold that tiger. 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 Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Boodity da lady da lady da lady da boodity da lady 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 da Hold that tiger, 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 hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. No, 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 no. Hold that tiger.
Up above me, the ice and snow, where the eyes of no one may see, with my dear little men and my wonderful shop lives old Santa Claus, that's me. I'm building my toys for girlies and boys, a labor of love is mine, and I'm more than repaid for visits I've made when children's eyes dance and shine. As time rolls along with a merry old song, at work I am always found, for I'm busy each day in a wonderful way, but when Christmas time comes round, then away I go, over the ice and snow, to finish my trip before the day is dawning. I'll carry my pretty toys for all the girls and boys, to make them gay and happy Christmas morning. With my little red nose and my pretty red clothes and my hair just as white as the snow, when my trip I begin, at each home I drop in, there's a welcome awaiting, I know. So I'm just 3 feet high and 4 feet around, and you're wondering how I can do it. They never have built a chimney so small that I couldn't get down through it. And I know where each little stocking is hung, the owner of it I can name. And whether it's new or whether it's worn, I fill it up just the same. When away I go, over the ice and snow, to finish my trip before the day is dawning, I'll carry my pretty toys for all the girls and boys, to make them gay and happy Christmas morning. I'll carry my pretty toys for all the girls and boys, to make them gay and happy Christmas morning.
I want my mum.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, don't. Pity poor Francis, because I'm nobody's baby. And I wonder why, each night and day I pray, the heavens above, please send me down somebody to love me that nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow, won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. Yes, I'm nobody's baby. You see, go on, fly away. I'll meet you in Trafalgar Square. You see, my mother and father were married at a wedding for two. Do you follow me? Good. Then they had a little baby. Oh, I know that because it was me. But they didn't want me. They didn't want me. Oh, I wish I brought a hanky. So, ladies and gentlemen, imagine it. Abandoned. Yes. They left me on a doorstep. Just a little basket. And I was in it. They left a note pinned on me pinny. Please look after our baby. We'll call back for him when he's old enough to work. Oh, for goodness sake, flutter off. Then, me, foster father, Mr. Foster, left me foster mother, Mrs. Foster. Oh, Betty, Mrs. Foster, more than Mrs. Foster, Mrs. him. And I miss Mrs. Foster more than Mr. Foster, Mr. I'm sure I must have missed her more myself. Besides, my foster sister says, my foster papa, Mr. Foster, Foster, best enough.
I'm glad there's no more of that. Yes, you dare. So I decided to look for my real father. They told me to try Somerset House. I searched the whole of Somerset, but I couldn't find the house. Then one day, in a country lane, I saw somebody coming towards me. Yes, it was. There was no doubt. We were so alike. Oh, yes, we hugged each other. Then a man shouted, "Here, that chimpanzee's dangerous." So still, nobody wants me. And I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody, baby. Nobody, baby. Nobody's baby. No. Oh, I'll stop his whistle. Give me that gun. Well, that's him done. Oh, tribulation upon tribulation.